Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, persistence in fasting and in the faith.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we are here on the second Sunday of Great Lent. So most of us have been fasting for a couple of weeks, right? So you can raise your hand mentally here. Have you wanted to cheat yet? Because the other day, you know, my kids are just learning to fast now. We ordered a pizza for the kids, and I had the pizza in the car, and I was driving it home. And I was saying to myself, I could just eat one slice of pizza. I mean, it's not real. I mean, I'll get right back on it. I'll pick it right back up, right? And I had promised myself at the beginning of Great Lent that I was going to be a little more faithful in keeping my daily prayer rule, that I was going to take a few minutes every day to devote in prayer, not in the liturgy, but by myself in a quiet spot, you know? And you know, a couple nights ago, I've been really faithful about it. And a couple of nights ago, I was watching Better Call Saul on AMC, and I was like, I can just skip it. Just this one, you know, tonight I'll just skip. I'll just do it tomorrow, right? So we're at that point in the fast where, for many of us, it's starting to get a little more difficult to continue with our Lenten discipline. Now, I have started lifting weights recently. Silly, but I just needed to get a little bit better shape. So, and I have a friend, Father Elias. He's a weightlifter. He can like bench like 380 pounds or something ridiculous like that. He's enormous and strong, you know. And I was doing this thing where I'm like, you know, lifting the weights, and I just couldn't, like, I reached a plateau. I couldn't get like any further with it, you know. And I called Father Elias, my friend, the weightlifter. I said, what do I do with this circumstance? And what he said to me is, he said, the most important thing you can do is stick with it. He says, you just have to burn through it. He says, you need to make sure you're getting enough rest. You might change your routine a little bit, but whatever you do, you can't give up. He says, because when you work your muscle to exhaustion, that's when your muscle grows. I thought that was a really interesting principle. That when you work a muscle to exhaustion, that's when the muscle grows. And if Great Lent is anything, it's a workout for our most important muscle, our heart. Great Lent is the time when we try to increase the strength and the capacity of love within our heart. And of course, I'm not talking about the one you go to see your cardiologist about. I'm talking about your internal life, the center of your spiritual being. And so when we're engaged in Great Lent, I mean, if we're really engaged in Great Lent properly, we should be doing a few things. We should be increasing our prayer time individually. We should be attending church regularly, and there are additional services. We should be trying to make at least some of those additional services, try to attend them prayerfully. We should be doing good works for other people, what is traditionally known as almsgiving. We should be doing what is within our power to alleviate the suffering of others, and we should spend time in introspection. This should be a time when we do what they call in Alcoholics Anonymous, get honest. This should be a time when we try, perhaps with the help of our spouse or our spiritual father or our parish priest, this should be a time when we get honest with ourselves about where our areas for growth and improvement are in our spiritual life. You know? So we should be doing those things if we're really practicing Great Lent. Right? And that's going to be tiring. But if we're getting tired in Great Lent, that probably means we're doing a little bit of work. You know, that's good. It means there's probably some growth happening there. So if you feel yourself waning with Great Lent, take courage. And this is where we come to today's gospel reading. In today's gospel reading, there was a guy on a pallet. He couldn't walk. He was crippled. And he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted Jesus to heal him because word had gotten out in Jerusalem that he could be healed. But this guy should have given up. If he'd had any sense, he probably would have given up. Jesus is in this house. He's preaching. The crowds are pressing all around him. They can't even get in the door, let alone through the crowd once they get in the door. But these guys are so driven to see Jesus. They're so convinced that they're going to find healing there that they set up some crazy pulley system. Who knows how they do it? And they get this guy on the stretcher up onto the roof of the house. Now, it's not their house. It's somebody else's house, right? So, right? Imagine you have like some dinner guest over and somebody wants to see him. So they climb up on your roof and start like pulling your shingles up. But that's what they did. They climbed up on the roof. They pulled up the roof. It says, and when they had made an opening. What kind of an opening are we talking about? We're talking about an opening big enough for a stretcher. I mean, like a, what is that, like a 5-6 foot? And they were shorter back then. 5-6 foot opening by like 2 feet? See how when the man on the pallet wanted to seek growth from Jesus, he didn't stop when he was discouraged. He didn't stop at the crowd. He didn't stop at this rickety pulley system that his genius friends had pieced together. He didn't stop at the idea that, you know, they couldn't mess with the roof. He kept pushing. He worked to the point of exhaustion until he was at the feet of the Lord. He worked to the point of exhaustion until he was at the feet of the Lord. There are lots of people. There are lots of ideas that want to discourage us from receiving the love that God has to offer us. And I'm telling you, if you read the gospel top to bottom, it's really the bottom line of what Jesus wants to give us. He wants to give us a lot of other things, but if you boil everything he gives us down to it, he wants to give us unconditional love. He wants to give us unconditional love, his unconditional divine love. He wants to embrace us as children. I don't care how independent, how smart you are, it sounds good to me to be embraced like a child by God who created me and loves me. There's so many distractions, so many objections, so many smart people who want to dash our faith. They want to discourage us. But we can't be discouraged. We have to persist in prayer. We have to persist in faith. We have to persist in our relationship with God. And God will imbue our lives with love and with healing.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.